All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. It's directed by Jake Kasdan. The writers are Chris McKenna and Eric Summers. It stars Dwayne Johnson, Karen Gillan, Kevin Hart, and Jack Black. And the synopsis is, four teenagers discover an old video game console and are literally drawn into the game's jungle setting, becoming the adult avatars they choose. So Matt, what did you think of Jumanji?
I liked the movie. I thought it was a clever, fun-filled movie with a lot of video game humor that I'd definitely watch again. It actually surprised me, considering that most movies, when you, I don't want to necessarily call this a reboot, but when you have a different version of it, strays away from the core values of the previous movie. But I was pleasantly surprised. I'd definitely watch this movie again.
Yeah, I guess you would call that a reimagining. It's based off of the same property, but not the same movie. I thought this movie was okay. It kind of reminded me of that Scott Pilgrim movie. Jack Black and The Rock are probably the best parts about the movie, because Kevin Hart is a...
It's Kevin Hart.
Yeah. There's a small joke. There's a short joke. He gets up in somebody's face, and that is really everything that he does in a movie.
And that's what he does well, and they capitalize on it.
Just don't think it works well in this movie, because, again, it's just the same thing. I mean, the movie is straightforward enough. It's, hey, well, we need this to win. We need this to get out of the Jumanji world. And again, it kind of reminded me of Scott Pilgrim. But what did you think of Jack Black?
His typical humor is there. I think the one thing I liked about him was that he played his role well. I think this of all the characters, that, you know, the chemistry between all of them I thought was very well. Whoever did the casting and thought of, will this character conflict with this one? I think they did a very good job. Is that how you felt?
Yeah, because Kevin Hart and The Rock were in a movie together. And I generally find Jack Black annoying in most movies.
He's a girl.
Yeah, but him being in that character for the whole entire movie was funny. Because normally you get, I'm crazy Jack Black, and then that's kind of how he does comedy. But this is more restrained. It's him being in a character for the whole entire movie.
Yeah, and he was more of a supporting role than the main role, which I think is what suits him better.
Yeah.
Because, like, for me, I can only take so much of him, and then after it, I'm like, I ain't watching the rest of this movie. But, you know, given the amount of lines that he had and his interaction with other characters, he wasn't overwhelming. I didn't feel he was overwhelming.
And The Rock has comedic timing because he did that in wrestling, and me and Kevin Hart. So it's like Karen Gillan is... basically Laura Croft.
Oh, yes. I thought I was the only one getting that vibe. Just everything with the outfit, for her jumping, for her doing stuff. I think she did like a tornado move from wrestling.
Yeah. I think she did a Harkarana as well. So.
Yeah. But, okay. Got it.
And another movie that this reminded me of was The Mummy.
Maybe it did. It did have a mummy feel on it.
Yeah, and consequently, The Rock was in the Scorpion King mummy.
Yes, very much so. Like, for me, I actually cared about the characters.
I cared about The Rock and Jack Black and Karen Gillan and not Kevin Hart so much.
Well, I think Kevin Hart was put in there for comedy relief. I think that's what he did. Did you like the action? I thought the action was good.
One scene, I guess they went in like the bazaar or like the marketplace, and then all of a sudden they're in the sewers, and it's just like a lot of quick cuts when The Rock is beating somebody up. And I think the only good action scene I remember was Karen Gillan's action scene. Everything else was just okay. It wasn't terrible, but it was okay. And also, she is Nebula from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Is she?
Yes.
Oh, man. Okay. She looks a lot different. I mean, it's all makeup. Got it. CGI, I was surprised, considering that it was a comedy, really wasn't too bad.
I forgot who the antagonist was, but it was kind of like all that stuff looked well, and the ending and like some of the special effects for the action work well. The whole ending seems also be like ripped from the Ninjago movie that came out recently. Even when they were dying and like being transported down, like all that looked good. It didn't look super fake. It didn't look unappealing.
Even the rhinos. And then they had the jaguars that were in there too.
Like, well, that part kind of felt like a Disney movie. Like if it was a Jungle Book or something else close to that. like some of the motorcycle sequences kind of reminded me of Mad Max. And it was at least a part in the beginning.
Did.
It kind of leads up to Karen Gilliam doing like a jump kick into a guy's face.
Yeah, I did see that. I was like, really?
No, getting back to the CG was that one hippo scene where Jack Black is eaten by the hippo.
Like, yeah, he was just sitting there.
Yeah, it looked pretty good as well. What did you think of Nick Jonas?
I didn't even know that was him. Like, I had absolutely no idea.
Yeah, it was kind of hard to tell at the beginning, but it was once he showed up towards the middle of the movie again, I was able to kind of piece it together.
What did you think of the video game humor?
I thought it worked. It seemed like someone paid attention to detail.
They did.
Because that
it was funny because they kept repeating themselves. What do they call it? NPC, non-playable character?
Yeah, that's
and
what
you
they
go up to him and you keep hitting A and they say the same shit over and over and over and over again.
I mean, because again, the movie's straightforward. It's like, hey, well, we need to do this to beat the level. And the way it goes about it, I thought it was clever. Might not be the greatest movie, but it, I mean, it's kind of like Wreck-It Ralph or Scott Pilgrim. I also thought about the Pixels movie, that Adam Sandler movie. Pac-Man and Donkey Kong.
Pac-Man?
Yeah, Pixels. You
know, believe it or not, I have that on my DVR for tomorrow. It plays at 4. I planned on watching it. Don't laugh at me, but...
You might not be able to make it through it.
Really?
Yeah. And again, if you take a look at that, when you do see it, and like this movie, you see that someone actually put some time and effort into this movie. I mean, you have four characters. They're all kind of different personalities. And that could be annoying because it starts off with the teenagers and then they are still technically teenagers in adult bodies. And that could be kind of hokey.
But I found the teenagers annoying, man. Like, I couldn't wait till they got off the screen. I'm like, oh, God.
What did you think of Fridge?
Every time I looked at him, I thought of a guy off of Justice League.
Yeah, I thought he looked like the guy from Justice League or he could have been. And he's basically, well, it's probably like a 30-year-old playing a 16-year-old.
In recent movies, why do movies these days have uninspired villains? I could care less if the villain died. Like, there wasn't anything about him that made me be like, you know what? I hate this fucker. He needs to die. And he has a couple of insects that come out of him. Oh, okay, cool. But there wasn't much to him.
Really, he's just a Disney villain. It doesn't matter who he is. He's Captain Hook and... It's like, all right, well, I'll beat Captain Hook. Great. He doesn't really have any personality because the movie doesn't give him any because it's all focused on the four main characters. He just shows up to get them to the next portion of the story. But what score would you give Jumanji?
I would definitely give it an 8.
Okay.
I thought it was in my opinion, it was a very well-produced film. It was a fun one. Stayed true to the roots of Jumanji, didn't try to go too overboard with the humor or the CGI or the action. I felt the pacing was well and that, you know, I actually cared about. I didn't want any of them to die, except for the villain. I didn't really care much to him. I didn't know. I had no idea what his purpose was other than to be the main focus of everyone else, but didn't really do anything for me. 8 is a pretty good movie. I'd watch it again.
All right. Well, for me, I'm going to give it a 6.5, which is not a bad score.
Yeah, in Barry's world, definitely not.
Yeah. So part of the problem for me is Kevin Hart. I just don't find him funny. And I really wish that they would cast some other actors other than him in a lot of movies because he does not need to be in every buddy comedy movie. But like you said, the villain was kind of weak, which makes the story kind of weak, but the story is just really focused on four main characters. And I also started thinking about Power Rangers and like why Power Rangers was not as good as it could have been.
I hated that movie.
Yeah, but I was thinking about that. And I was like, well, this seems to be written better and paced better than Power Rangers.
I didn't get any of that movie at all. Get up to kick everyone's butt and get in robots and then all of a sudden be 100% efficient at it.
The Rock is probably the best part about this movie. The Rock and Jack Black to me and Karen Gillan and everything else is kind of okay. It's not bad, but that's the Beast Game Podcast.